Ray. And now back to Small Business Heroes on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
Welcome back to the studio. It's 7:17. You're listening to Small Business Heroes. This is James Maduke speaking. And this segment is brought to you by SRGG Solutions, an affiliate company of Scott Rankin, Gordon and Gardner Chartered Accountants. So if you're interested in finding out about accounting software, speak to the people at srgg.com, Scott Rankin, Gordon Gardner. And we're in the studio with a wordsmith, Ron Jetty, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, Ron Jetty is the CEO and senior writer for Tristan Creative, and I've asked Ron to come in and talk about how we can use words to persuade and influence in our business. So maybe in a nutshell, wordsmithing, tell us what a person who's a wordsmith or a copywriter, what do they actually do?
Well, I think our biggest job is to facilitate a conversation between you and your customer. And I think that's what corporate collateral does. It's a conversation that you're having with your customer.
Okay. Now, what do you mean specifically by a conversation?
Well,
there's different types of conversations that we can have.
Well, okay, think of a conversation between you and I, and this goes to the heart of, I think, what you have to do when you're writing corporate collateral. If I were to spend the whole time talking about me and talking about my business, you would probably fall down on the floor and fall. Exactly. You'd fall asleep. So if I were to, however, say the things that I need to say to you in terms that are interesting to you, then you're going to listen to me. So I think that the conversation that you're writing about, whether it's on a brochure or a website or a letterhead or anything else, has to speak to the things that interest the person who's listening.
Okay, so how do you know that? Like how do you know which particular things are going to be of interest that you're going to write about?
Well, you have to know your product. You have to know what you're selling. You have to know the benefits of what you're selling. You have to know who your audience is and how what you're selling, how it's important to them. Just to give you an example, say I'm selling bricks. Well, I can tell you that my bricks are really hard, and I use all these exotic ingredients, and they come in many sizes and shapes, and they come in all price ranges. That's one way to tell the story, but that's not a very interesting way because it's like me talking about myself. But if I were to say that in fact my bricks will make your home more comfortable, cooler in the summer, warmer in the winter, add value to it, I know that those things are important to you, my customer. So those are the kinds of things I want to talk about.
Okay. So is there a word for those kind of words that you've been talking about?
Copywriting.
Copywriting? Okay, perfect. There's a plug. Okay. So we're going to be talking, obviously, later about the physical pieces of collateral, but maybe you could just go through, if it was a standard brochure, for example, or even a website, what is sort of the structure of the text or the structure of the information that you want to present to someone?
Well, I think, and I won't be telling you anything new, yeah. I think in any kind of selling, it's benefits, benefits, benefits. You start writing benefits the minute you start putting the pen to paper for a brochure, and you don't stop writing until you've run out of benefits.
Okay, do you have a good definition for a benefit?
Something that's of value to the customer. That's really what the benefit is. In terms of, you know, going back to our example about the brick company, the benefit is the warmer, more comfortable home. It's the more valuable home. The benefit is being the envy of the neighborhood. The fact that you have hard bricks is not a benefit.
No, not at all. Not at all. Okay, so we're talking about benefits. How do you introduce benefits? You can't just start with benefits, can you?
Well, you have to start with benefits because on the cover of, and we'll take a brochure as an example, if you don't start with a benefit, people aren't going to look at it. Again, using our brick company, if I said we have really hard bricks, you're not going to look at my brochure. If I said, we're going to make your home comfortable, more valuable, and you'll be the envy of the neighborhood, not only the people who are looking to upgrade the exterior of their house would pick that up or be interested, but who doesn't want a more comfortable home? Who doesn't want a warmer home or a more beautiful home? That would be of interest to
most
anyone.
People.
Sure.
To most
sure.
People. So you're talking about grabbing someone's attention up front.
Right from start to finish.
And you do that with a strong benefit. So
absolutely.
What happens after that?
Benefits, benefits.
More benefits?
More benefits. You're selling all of the things that you, all of the things that are of benefit to your customer you talk about. But more important as the benefits is what sets you apart, the differentiators.
Okay.
So it's important that you also talk about why your brick company, why not another brick company? And also selling those in terms of how is that differentiator of benefit to your customer? So it gets right back to it. Benefits, benefits, benefits.
Okay, so it doesn't really – you're saying that you should start off with some list. If you have a particular – let's take – we've got the product, a brick, for example. The first job in any of these collateral pieces is to basically do a complete list of every possible benefit that you could ever think of.
Well, that sort of goes – yes, that is important. Whether it's first or not, you also have to know who your client is, who your customer is. So you have to determine who that customer is and then what are all of the benefits that you can offer to that customer. Then you can rank them. What are the most important ones? What are the ones that will grab their attention? But you have to know them all.
Okay. And then the other thing, other than this is for a particular product, what happens if it's a service?
Same thing. I'm a writer. You would think that what I sell is, in fact, writing. But I think that's too simple. In fact, what I sell is my ability to free you up to do your real job. So you're a CEO of a company or you're a marketing individual and you're charged with writing an annual report or a brochure. Well, I can come in and say, I can write that for you. What's the benefit to you? The benefit is you can now take that off your table, put it aside, not think about it anymore, and get back to your real job. So the benefit is that I give you time. Not writing.
So you're not selling your product. You're selling
the benefit.
The benefit.
That's right.
Okay. Now, what about, is there any difference, and maybe you could explain about writing for the web online versus writing for something that's a hard, glossy piece of information?
Well, I guess, you know, what we've come to know is the web reader is a very fleeting bird. You've got to be quick. You've got to be tight. You've got to sell benefits.
And what does quick and tight mean?
It's got to be short. It's got to be concise. It's got to be crisp. It's got to be clear. I'm trying to think of some more C words. That's the kind of writing it has to be.
Okay.
No scrolling, no jumping around. It has to be very, very, not to blow my own horn, but if you looked at my website, it's very, very simple. It sells benefits and it's very crisp, but there's no scrolling. You get to know what you need to know right away.
Okay, if you just joined us, you're listening to Small Business Heroes. We're speaking with Ron Jetty, who's a copywriter. And what's the URL for that website?
TristanCreative.com.
Okay, and again, if you can't find that, SmallBusinessHeroes.com, there's a link on the left called Guest Links, and we'll make sure that one gets there for you. Okay, so I want to talk a little bit further about some of the psychology that goes into writing the text. I know we're talking about benefits, and people sort of on the surface know what's going on in benefits, but how does it get tied together across different pieces of collateral? I'm talking about themes. Like, for example, if you have something in one particular area of collateral, let's say a brochure on a product line, how do you take those same benefits but put them in different flavors for different kinds of material?
I'm not quite sure I understand the question, but I know that if you've listed all of your benefits and you deal with those benefits across your collateral, whether it's on your website, whether it's on your annual report, whether it's on your brochure, I think you can use that to your advantage throughout your corporate collateral suite.
So it doesn't really matter.
I think the bottom line is it really doesn't matter because you have to know your benefits and you have to sell your benefits.
Okay, so one more example. I just want to make sure that everyone understands this. If we have someone, you know, we've talked about bricks, for example. The example we talked about before we started the show is shampoo, for example. If you look on the back of shampoo, it's methyl acetate something, but they don't sell methyl acetate. They sell shiny hair. What's the difference, for example, if you get into maybe a high-tech company that's selling optical components versus someone who's selling professional services?
I don't really think there is a difference. I think it doesn't matter how big a company you are. I don't think it matters what you're selling. You have to know who you're selling it to, and you have to know what the benefits are to those customers.
Man, you're hammering this benefit thing, aren't you?
It's, you know, I tell people this is really complicated, and that's why they hire me, but really it isn't. It isn't. It's very, very simple. How can what I have benefit you? Now I just have to tell you about it.
Okay, so if you tell about it, what are some ways that you would wordsmith that then?
Boy, that's
putting you on the spot.
Yeah, you sure are. Getting back to my brick company,
yeah.
I want to tell you right up front that I'm going to do something good for you. I'm going to make your house beautiful. I'm going to make your house warm in the winter and cooler in the summer. I'm going to make it. You're going to be the envy of the neighborhood when I get finished with this. I'm saying all of that on the front cover of the brochure. That's what makes you pick it up.
Okay.
Inside. More benefits.
More benefits. And how do you back up? Do you have to back up benefits?
Well, I mean, you have to be. It's like anything else. If you
well,
promise
what happens
the world,
if you know you just load on a whole bunch of benefits and some kind of collateral? What does that?
Well,
is that enough?
Yeah, you know, you have to be able to carry it off. It's like anything else. If you talk the talk, you have to be able to walk the walk.
And what does that mean?
That means coming through. That means coming through with what you say you can do.
Okay.
Having people satisfied customers, maybe testimonials. You know, so you can use some of that stuff in your. Corporate collateral, but you have to be able to do what you say you can do because you'll very quickly learn it's a very small world,
okay.
And you won't be going far if you don't.
Okay. So what are the three things that if you were sitting in front of someone and you wanted to say, look, these are three key things of copywriting for your collateral, what would you want to tell them?
Can I say four?
You can say four.
Okay. First of all, surprise.
Benefits.
Okay. That is the very first thing, the most important thing. The second thing is don't necessarily write who, you don't want to write to show who you really are necessarily. I think what you have to do is you have to write to show a company that your customer wants to do business with.
Okay.
Do you understand the difference?
Yep.
So that's what you have to do. I think the third thing is probably write in a way that sets you apart and write in a way that sells. So write crisp, clear text that moves people to action, that moves people to get off their seats and come into your store or to call you or visit your website. You have to write in a way that sells. And I think finally you have to write exceptionally well. I mean, you have to know the difference between WHO apostrophe S and WHOSE.
Okay.
You know, little things like that, and there's a million of them, but you have to be able to write exceptionally well.
Okay. So benefits. You've got to have your own flavor to whatever it is that you do.
Write in a way that sells.
Right, and write in a way that sells. Okay, excellent. Thank you very much, Ron. That's perfect. So if anyone wanted to go find out about Tristan Creative, where would they go again?
www.tristancreative, that's T-R-I-S-T-A-N creative.com.
Perfect. Great. Thank you very much, Ron.
Thanks, James.
Okay. You're listening to Small Business Heroes. This is James Maduk speaking, and we're going to be joined shortly by Wayne Mitchell, the co-founder of Red Caddy. Also, remember this segment was brought to you by SRG Solutions, part of Scott Rankin Gordon Gardner Chartered Accountants, and you can visit them at srgg.com. You're listening to News Talk Radio 580 CFRA, now part of Business at Night. It's the Small Business Hero Show with James Maduk.